Thank you. Yes, so, Jonathan has been, he keeps complaining he's got too, I'm making him do too much or something, I don't know. I'll tell him, well, you got me into this job anyway, so whatever. I'm going to just spend the last 10 minutes or so talking about some of the other things that we are looking to build, I guess, preview. This isn't, instead of the things that have been suggested, this is just the normal run of church things that are going on, but I thought it was good to have a little glimpse of what we had got lined up. I've actually got it on the PowerPoint, so if you put it on the next bit, then I'll be able to see what I was going to say. You'll see from the Alma Mail, which I've been sending out, that there is quite a lot going on. Last week we had quite a lot. There was other things the week before which were still relevant going on. I am needing to just take a bit of care not to overstretch resources until we've managed to get a bit of better balance between the administration and the things that sort of go on behind the scenes in terms of what I'm actually doing most of the time in the week and Julie's doing, and what we're able to underpin and resource from a church point of view. So I had a quick glimpse at some of the things, and you know, I'm always good for new ideas, as Jonathan will tell you, but I'm going to have to hold fire, and perhaps we'll work through them during the year rather than be expecting too many of them to be happening next week, just as a bit of a heads up. But in the meantime, a few pieces of the picture which are starting to emerge on our puzzle idea is the preaching and teaching, which I'll talk about first. We have been, with Simon, following a narrative lectionary, which is really a good thing to do, and I'm very positive about possibly moving back to that in the future, and you may do sometime after I'm here. But in the meantime, I felt that it would be good for us to revisit some of the Alma values and foundations, and I was inspired actually by the strap line that you have of following Jesus, building community, sharing hope. And so we're going to do a three series which are based around that, which I've chosen H words for ease of remembering: hope, help, and home, where hope is thinking about the hope that we are sharing, that we have to share. Just having a four-week series we're going to have on each of reminding ourselves of what our Christian hope is. When we say that Alma Church is a church that's sharing hope, let's be well-founded in the hope that we have. Hope for ourselves, hope for our world, hope for today. What do we hope for today? What hope are we offering for tomorrow? And it's just great to hear again that hope, isn't it? And that's what we're going to be doing over October. And then it works out pretty much with the months. In November, we're going to be looking at following Jesus. Like, why, when people followed Jesus, how did it help them? People came to Jesus with questions, and he had answers. They came with things like, what must I do? They wanted wisdom. Where do we get our wisdom from, Jesus? How do we hear the answer to that question? How can we share it with other people? What's the answer to that question? What must I do? They're not necessarily asking the same questions, like, the rich young ruler, what must I do to inherit eternal life? That's not a question that I've been asked a lot of times. But people do say, where can I find meaning and purpose? What must I do to... How do I know what job I should take? How do I know how to find happiness? How can I find peace? That's what people want, isn't it? How can I find some sense of solidity and truth? So we're going to remind ourselves, perhaps answer some of our own questions, remind ourselves of what we can share with other people in terms of help that we have from following Jesus. Then it's Christmas in December, obviously, so we'll abandon all other preaching topics and go on to Christmas. And I thought, let's look at the Bible stories through carols. That's a great way of reaching out to people, because everybody knows their carols. They've all got favorites. And so we can think about things like the prophecies from the Old Testament that come up in carols, why Jesus was born in Bethlehem, what the angels were telling us, who Jesus announced, his birth was announced to. So we'll do that through Christmas. If anybody's got any carols they'd like to vote for, so long as we're not having I Saw Three Ships, okay? But apart from that, all, you know, you can have your free choice. And then in January, as we go into January, we're going to look at home, which is about building community. Relationships, that's all the hot topic, isn't it? Belonging, everybody wants to have somewhere where they can belong, where they can feel known, significant, where they can grow. What it means to be part of a community and to hold together, you know, the both and of agreement and diversity in the same place. So we'll be looking at that as we go through, and that'll be the foundation of our teaching from now till the end of January probably, and to get a sense of moving forward. Like, you can see now the things that we're going to be thinking about and building on, and we're going to try and have a sense of momentum as we go forward with that by having some supporting home group materials, which is optional. Home groups can choose if they use them or not. I'm very much hands-off with home groups, because meddle with home groups at your peril. I know that from when people have tried to meddle with my home groups. And also, we're going to have some series prayer cards where there's just something to take home and remind you during the time when we're doing our series on hope, some things to read at home, some things that you might like to try to encourage moving in that direction, the transformation that hope can bring, for example. So we'll have a bit of a sense of we're all going in the same direction, thinking about the same sorts of things and having some supporting materials around that. We're also, two other areas which I can see some bits of picture emerging are on the next slide. And that is around prayer. Now, prayer is pretty difficult when you can only do Zoom. It is possible, and it did work out better than expected in some senses, but there's a lot to be said for being with people personally when you're praying with them, isn't it? So, you know, I feel like prayer's perhaps been a bit on the back burner in a lot of churches, and it'd be nice for us to get things going again. But I have been to a lot of prayer meetings that are pretty boring, and so I don't want any of those in this church. So we're going to try some different things to encourage us to be like, you know, prayer is just amazing. I have valued it so much since I've been leader. I can tell when people are praying for me, and I'm drawn to it in a way that I haven't really been before. And I say to people, please pray for me in a way that I've not, with the urgency and dependency that I have before. And I think that, you know, you hear of great moves of God happening when people grow and pray. So let's see if we can find a way of building that up in church. And some things that we have got already looking at is the preaching series cards that we'll start probably from October, because, you know, time's a bit short at the moment. Lindsay has made a suggestion that she'd like to have a prayer bench outside where people can come from the public and get prayer. And she and I might do a little trial going out by the car park gate one day and just see whether we can accost people, whether they might like some prayer in the street. We're going to continue doing the fire pit evenings, which many of you came to during the summer. We had them in August. We have had a bit of a discussion in LT, and we decided that we would actually keep them in the garden because it's just nice to be visible out there. A bit chilly, wrap up warm, we might need a hot water bottle, but the first Wednesday of the month we're going to get the fire pit out and have it around the fire pit in the garden. We'll see how it goes. Sunday services, I know we do pray then, but we're going to think about perhaps modelling some different ways of praying, because different ways of praying can speak to different personality types, and maybe it'll be a way of introducing people to some different ways of engaging with that. Ministry times, it would be nice to reintroduce. Obviously, we haven't been able to do that during the pandemic, but praying for each other after the service and actually ministering what God has for somebody to them at that time is a really powerful and meaningful thing to do. And obviously, home groups are able to meet again now, and I think have been starting to do that. And so that's a time when, you know, you can spend some time praying together in all ways. Also, thinking about how we can be visible as a church. The preaching and prayer is emerging as things that are perhaps more internal, though obviously visitors are always welcome, but it's really important, you know, that we get seen. And I've been thinking of things that we can do and ways that people will see what we do, because when the building's often quite I mean, it's a lovely building, but it looks quite closed, doesn't it? Actually, I've revamped the notice board out there. When I came back from the shops yesterday, as I came along Alma Road, somebody was actually reading the notice board. I didn't go and get their details, I thought I was a bit much, but still, they might come. And I've put up a little summary of what we're hearing in the services in September, because, you know, if you just say come along at 10:30, people think, oh, what's that going to be? But if they know that they're going to hear about, you know, how do I find peace in my life, that might be something worth coming to. So I've revamped the notice board, which is obviously a public-facing thing. Similarly, the website, which I have not done anything to since I started. If anybody would like to help me with the website, I would be very open to discussion, because it's just been second on my list since I began. That's also obviously a sort of like a shop window, and really worthwhile for us to develop. But Bonnie does great stuff just uploading the sermons, but it is ripe for more use if anybody could help. We've obviously got, you can see the other things on the list then, Conversation Cafe starting up at the beginning of October. We're all going to be in the team around at Sally's for lunch on Thursday, so getting that going, so that's great. We're working with the students. Sarah's got lots of initiatives going on with the students, the lunches. So I know many of you signed up to help with the lunches, and we're going to be advertising Rob's Foraging Walks as a experience. Students love a new experience, don't they? So we've got that too. Lots of things that are going on and just getting started that we can do as front-facing things. And hopefully we will then have people who see us. Somebody just came in, actually. I don't know if you noticed when we were doing the thing. Filled in a contact card. So just because they saw the doors open, actually she lives in the house directly next door, a foreign student. So she said she'd come along on Sunday, didn't she? So there we are, we've got seen, and someone's come in, which has been great. So those are some of the things that are emerging and starting in terms of us being seen. When we were meeting on Saturday morning, just a couple of days ago, the leadership team, we had a morning get together and review and think about where we were going. Gemma had a picture of a lighthouse, which just summed up what we're talking about here, where we're looking to be established on rock. We're looking to build ourselves up through the teaching and prayer, and we're looking to bring light and be visible to the people around so that we can be attractive and appealing and something which people want to come and join and see what's going on. And at the same time, by being visible and having entry points, we're like laying a path and removing the barriers for people to be able to come in. Like, it's easy to come to something in the garden. It's easy to come to something when the doors are already open, or when we're just having chat, conversation, cafe. So that's what we want to do. We want to make it possible for people to come and be part of this church and its heritage. Now, so we could just go back to I think the next slide is the puzzle picture. And it did, when I was doing this, I was thinking about it as a picture. You know, I don't know if you can see it on there, but you know, the pictures are starting to emerge. And when you do a puzzle, you do the bits, like the red bits, don't you? And you do the tree or something, and then they start to all join up. And I didn't actually finish all this, but just in case anybody feels I haven't tied it off properly, I have put up a picture so you can see what it is. There you go. That's the final picture. And I don't have a corresponding picture of what Alma Church looks like, but I trust that God does. And I don't know the details, but I'm going to try now to describe what I think church will look like when we've put the pieces together. I mean, what I see, I imagine, is a church which is a place where God's presence is so real that you just can't wait to get there. That it's there isn't anywhere else that you would rather be on a Sunday morning. It's a place where that sense of knowing Jesus, not just knowing about Jesus, but knowing Jesus, gets deeper and deeper. And that means that the way that he is, the sort of person he is, that's what he calls us to be naturally, in our own character, in our own conduct. That's what we want to be like. It's a place where our gifts, the things that we're just naturally good at and the things that he's given us to do, are really valued in the church as we form our little bit of the picture. And they're used and grown so that we are each a unique and essential part of the body. And as well, it's a place where if we make mistakes or we have struggles in any part of our life, in our Christian life or in our work life, family life, if we have difficulties, if we have questions, then it's the kind of place where those things don't need to be hidden away. We can bring them and we can get them out. And they're seen as a normal part of life. And that church and the other people in church and the way that church works offers a way to work through those things through discussion for our questions, through grace and forgiveness for our mistakes and struggles, for restoration, for times when we have done things that we regret, that we don't have to carry with us anymore, and we can know that people will put them aside. It's a place where we can personally change, not just get better at managing our difficulties, but actually change so that where we were perhaps once an angry people, a person, then we can become not an angry person. Where we perhaps were somebody who found it difficult to trust, we can become a trusting person. Where we can become more like the loving person that Jesus was. And we do that as we encounter more and more the knowledge of Jesus and the understanding and experience of his love in our lives. And it's a place where communicating with God just flows through us. It's just the natural response to any situation that we find ourselves in. So that when we're happy, we just want to praise God and thank him. When we're sad, we turn to him because we know that he's going to give us comfort and help and guidance through. That's the sort of place that church can be. And as we become that sort of church, and we each reflect the glory of God as we were made to do. That's how we were made, to be like that, to be like Jesus, reflecting the glory of God. Then we will become, as a group, this attractive light that people who come here will just find irresistible. They won't be able to help but respond in some way. And that's what God wants, isn't it? He wants everyone to have a chance to respond in some way to his love. And that love in us will be what spurs us on to serve and love our Lord, our God, our Saviour, our friend, with our whole hearts. And that's what I think the picture will look like when it's been put together by God and we've each joined up into the whole thing. So as we start our puzzle with our building, putting it together, we know in this church that we're building on the solid foundation of Jesus Christ and what we believe he's done and who he is. So we thought, when we were discussing this as a leadership team, that we would finish this evening by saying together the creed, which isn't something that we do often here, but these words have been said by Christians through the ages, since the early centuries. So I invite you now to say these words together with me. They might be a bit unfamiliar, but let's think about them as we say and reaffirm our standing on that rock of Jesus. Say together, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Amen. That's amazing, isn't it? That is what we believe, and that is what we're building on. And there's nothing more sure of a solid building than that. So as we finish now, I'll pray, and then let's just say the grace together. Thank you, God, for this evening. Thank you for the vision and sight that you give us. Thank you that you have opened up for me my eyes just to see the next steps. I pray that we will go out now in vision to love and serve you and to continue to build ourselves up, continue in that faithfulness and community that we are, with your blessing and favor on us. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's say the grace as we finish. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and evermore. Amen. Amen. We are going to finish there, and I invite you to leave if you like. It's absolutely fine. If you'd like to stay and discuss or talk with anybody about anything that we've covered this evening, then you're very welcome to do so. We're going to be doing a little bit of tidying up and things, so we're not rushing off at all. And please do feel free to enjoy the evening. Thank you very much for coming, and I'll see you again on Sunday.